Newcastle West-based, West Limerick and North Kerry bus operator, private and public, with a contract with Bus Éireann, and Paddy Kennelly, announced yesterday that after 42 years of the business being in operation, providing school bus runs for both mainstream schools and special educational needs children, he has decided to stop because it's not making financial sense anymore. Critical of the government, critical of the fact that fuel prices have gone through the roof. I spoke to him shortly before coming on air and first of all asked him how he arrived at his decision to stop running school buses.
Well, I suppose we were operating at a loss for the last 3 weeks coming up to the Easter holidays, when diesel went from 175 up to 209 and 210 a litre in the yard. So I made my decision because we couldn't operate at the cost that had come upon us. And it was time just to get out.
Okay.
And it's like, oh, I would be subsidising my private hire. I'd be subsidising my school services for my private hire.
Okay. And you've been involved in providing school transport for 42 years, is that right?
42 years. My father even drove directly for Bus Éireann on the school transport back in the 60s, when the school transport scheme was set up.
And do you ever remember it being as tough as it is now?
No, because operating costs have soared. Not just alone diesel. The diesel is one aspect, but, you know, shortages with drivers, which I was pretty lucky. I have a great staff. That on tyres, that on buses, that on parts. It's just unsustainable. It's tax upon tax upon tax.
And it all added up?
It all added up. And look, I've come to the decision, you know, it wasn't cutting. There was only enough cloth. It wasn't cutting anymore.
Yeah. Was it the protest that brought things to a head when you saw what happened with that? Or had you made that decision when the war started and the prices went through the roof, the diesel and petrol prices?
It was when the war started. I was thinking we would have a problem, but then when the protest started and I saw what we got, like, what we got was no good. Diesel has gone up again this morning because I rang my supplier, Atlantic Isles, to deliver all my fuel, and I rang them yesterday and they told me they couldn't give me a price until today. So look, that's what's happened the whole time. So that 10 cent that we got is going to be it's going to be taken over again by the costs.
And that's going to gallop ahead of what's been, and you don't get a rebate, of course, unlike the hauliers.
No, we're going to get 12 cent on the litre, but it's no good. It's no good because we're operating too long for small money. School buses have gone very expensive as well, and there's a 20-year lifespan on a school bus. After 20 years, the bus is no more good. You just have to park it. And a school bus now is costing big money, and you're only working for 38 to 42 weeks a year. You get nothing for bank holidays. You get nothing for days off. You get nothing during the summer holidays. I pay all my staff for their holidays, and I'm just working at a loss. No good.
Yeah. How difficult a decision was it, though, Paddy, after all these decades and all these years?
Of course it was very difficult, because I drive children mainstream and I drive SEN children, special educational needs. It was heartbreaking, of course, because, like, we're driving children all our lives, like, or we're dealing with families, second-generation families. You know, of course it was heartbreaking, but at the end of the day, I have to check out and make sure that my business is going to stay viable and I'm going to stay on the road.
Yeah. Paddy, that element of it, how many buses did you run and how you've I take it you're in a contract with Bus Éireann.
Oh, yeah.
And so what implications does that have and how many, I suppose, children are left with all the school buses as a result?
There'd be up in 1,000, I suppose, 700 or 800 anyway. We'd have small numbers in some of the SEN school runs. I would be operating 13 bus services every morning. So there'd be 13 buses leaving my yard every morning on school bus services.
And they didn't run yesterday and they won't be running today?
No. I've stopped. I've ceased working on school services because what my colleagues don't realise is this is actually going to break them, but it won't break me.
You believe it will, the ones who stay operating?
I only know one job, and it's transport. I done my first transport management course when I was only 15, when I was studying for my junior cert as well. So, like, this is going to break operators, and they might think it won't, but it will.
Yeah, so you have to concentrate. You have to shore up your business, cut where the losses are, and concentrate on your private operations to survive.
Yeah, I have a big private hire portfolio, thankfully. So that, and anyway, that's only myself. I don't have any kids. Thankfully, I have my mortgage paid. So it's now time to have a little bit of me time. I've never had any me time. I'm 51 years of age, and I've been looking after people all my life, you know, with schools, and we do a lot of mental health services, runs the charity services, all that. And look, I see that the more I work, the less I have.
That's how you're feeling?
That's the
reality of it.
The long and short of it, Johnny. Like, you know, it's. I just, anyone that works, I've done 20-hour days, not driving buses, but between the management and the whole lot of it. You know, I've worked exceptionally hard. Anyone that knows me would know that.
Mm. Will you be able to reallocate your staff to the other side of your operation? Or will people lose their jobs?
I will be leaving some of my staff go. So the part-time staff will be going. That's on the schools. Lots of them would have pensions as well anyway. They wouldn't be sorely depending on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Would you be... Have you been in communication with Bus Éireann?
Oh, yes, I have. But they can do nothing. They can't give nothing. Because at the end of the day... I've sent several emails to Bus Éireann during the Easter holidays, and I didn't even get a response.
You didn't get a response from them?
Not even a response, Johnny. So, like, you're only as good as yesterday, as far as I'm concerned. And they brought in all this tendering process there a number of years ago, and all the tendering process done for the private operator was brought us down to the bottom level. It's a race to the bottom. And then there's people getting involved in the business as well, unfortunately, that know nothing about the business. Like, I've got a very, very professional...
It's all basically bottom line and numbers, and there's no accounting for experience. Yeah.
If you do the service €5 or €1 cheaper than me, Johnny, you've got it.
Yeah. Paddy, do you feel... Obviously, you do, because I know you've been doing it for years. You, like the parents who are now having to drive their kids to school in the middle of the school year.
I've got loads of text messages from parents thanking me for all my years of service, and they remember my late father driving them to school. You know, I've got loads and loads of support. Like, people aren't fools, Johnny. Like, you know, it's like getting wages at the week. You know, if you're not, nothing.
Yeah, there's less and less. And the costs are going up for everybody, whether it's petrol or diesel, whether it's electricity bills, whether it's the inflation we've seen in recent years, and there's concern now that this current crisis and current war, with more blockades happening out in the Middle East, that it will lead to further inflation and less money.
I was talking to a nurse the other day. She got her wages for a fortnight, and she had 13 night shifts on it, okay?
Yeah.
And her wages was 4,000, and they took 2,000 in tax offer. This is a girl that's trying to sort out a house. She's not in a relationship. You know, like, I tell you, after 30 night shifts, you would be fairly with it.
You would. Yeah. And coming out with only that then. Obviously, Paddy, you're unhappy with the government response. The 505 million, the 750 million so far. Do you think that's not enough or too late, or what's your view on it?
Look, we can blame the government all we like. I'm not a political person. I always voted Fianna Fáil. Our house would always be known as a Fianna Fáil house. Do you know the way years ago, Johnny, people would say, oh, that's a Fianna Fáil house, or that's a Fine Gael house, or whatever, it's a Fianna Fáil house. But at the end of the day, it's hurtful to see that the working man is being crucified all the time.
Yeah. Do you accept the argument from the government that this is an international crisis caused in by America and Israel invading Iran?
I can understand that. There's a war on. But at the end of the day, every other country, including Australia and several more, have come and cut excise duty to half on fuel and all that. Like, we're an island nation. We depend on fuel. We've no other way of transporting goods, let it be road, or you know, even our fishermen. We need fuel.
Has that itself been a mistake, that we haven't moved further away by now from fossil fuels? Or is there any alternative, Paulie?
There's no alternative. Not with buses anyway, Johnny.
Yeah.
Like you know, that there's a big company, Busairn have battery operated buses, but on Limerick Depot, and
they don't have the charging infrastructure in place to roll them out. Which is a failure of organisation and a failure of government.
Like, there's no point in bringing in all these battery operated yokes
if you can't charge them.
You have the infrastructure to charge them.
Yeah.
Like, we would all have looked at battery options if the infrastructure. Like, you take it from me. I'm going to Dublin to the airport with you tomorrow morning. And we're under pressure. And sometimes people don't get airport times right. I'd always be telling them about the time factor.
Yeah.
And you have to stop above at Junction 14 with a minibus or a coach and charge it. Like,
it's not operating. Not possible.
It doesn't make sense.
Okay. Paulie, what would you say to someone who says, look, it is terrible what's happened. The increase is a shock. It's one of the worst energy crises that we've ever faced. And we're still only going through it. Nobody knows how long it will take. But that the government can't pay for everything. They've cut, they've 750 million. It's one of the most generous across Europe as to what's been done. But that the government can't pick up the tab for everything because they have to think about 6 months, 9 months down the line if things get worse. Like, for example, if there's energy credits maybe needed in October, if this thing gets worse or stays as bad, we might be back to where we were in 2022. What's your view on that argument?
Look, at the end of the day, I think there's money being lavished right, left and centre. I'm not going to go into everything that I see or that I read, but I tell you that I sleep a lot better now at night.
Yeah. And the other side of it, I suppose, Paddy, is cost of everything has been going up. Insurance, health insurance, food and groceries, we've talked about already. Now it's petrol and diesel, but things keep adding up and up and up, which is taking a toll on people.
Of course it is. You know, I'm one of the fairly lucky ones, to be honest.
Mm.
You know, I suppose with all my years working, I've probably put myself in a fairly good position. But I'm not going to. I dipped into my savings before the Easter holidays to pay my diesel bill.
Yeah, and that was a sign for you that this is not going to work.
Of course it is. Like, at the end of the day, like, you know, I wouldn't have all by the savings because I would have put it all into my business. Like, I have a fantastic bus yard. I have everything that needs to be there. Like, it's one of the finest bus yards in West Limerick.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll continue operating the private side of the business, but for school transport, that's it.
The only way I would go back on school transport, if the diesel came back to 175 a litre, if we got the VAT back on our parts, and on our parts, our tyres, we can't get any VAT back. I bought a bus there from a local Inc. service there a couple of years ago. It cost me 168,000 and the VAT was $31,000. And Tanner said to me, oh, you need to get the VAT back. You'll get the VAT back because the bus wasn't for the tourism sector. Even though I was providing a service to the local community, I wouldn't get the VAT back on the bus.
31,000 in VAT?
Yes.
On the bus for the local Inc. service?
Yes.
Yeah. Tells its own story. Paddy, listen, thanks very much for talking to me and telling me your story this morning. You like you said, you're not going to go back into it unless those changes would happen, but it has to make sense financially, and it doesn't anymore.
No, and I'm very upset over all our little school kids.
Yeah.
You know, that we've been transporting for years. But look, that's the way it goes.
I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, I do look at it from my own side as well.
Yeah. OK, Paddy, well, look, thanks for giving us your view and talking to me this morning on the programme about it.
Take care, Julian, mind yourself.
That's Paddy Kennelly there of Paddy Kennelly Coach Hire in Newcastle West, who operates in West Limerick and some services into North Kerry too, outlining, I suppose, why he feels that it no longer pays, no longer feasible. The not just the fuel crisis cost, but the other costs that have been going up and up, whether it's insurance or parts or VAT or tax, and just made that decision. And look, lots of people impacted, huge numbers of people impacted by that decision. If you have a view on what he's done and what he's said and the picture he's painting of the pressure he's under as a business operator,